you get excited for the Lord tonight? Come on, why don't you put your hands together and love on Jesus?
I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime.
I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime.
Come on, will you love Him tonight? Are you thankful for the Holy Ghost? Do you believe that tonight? Is that your prayer tonight? I want God to use me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. Come on, that should be our prayer daily. God, help me to live for you. God, help me to walk for you. God, help me to be more like you. Hallelujah. God, I want you to use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. Come on, let that be your prayer tonight. God created me a clean heart because, God, I want to be a reflection of you. God, it don't matter where I am. God, it don't matter who I'm around. Oh, touch me tonight, Holy Ghost. Come on, with your hand clap, why don't you lift your voice to Him? Come on, He is worthy. Woo! Anywhere, Lord, anytime. Amen, amen, amen. What a mighty God we serve. Can anybody say amen tonight? Are you thankful that the Lord give us another opportunity to gather together? Amen. What a mighty God we serve. How many of you had a good day today? Amen. How many of you know that the Lord kept you today? Woo. Well, praise God. We serve a wonderful God. Amen. And I'm thankful to know that He is the same. My God never changes. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for sound voices in my life. Glad I got two amens. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for sound voices. Amen. I'm thankful to know that God cares about me. Amen. And I'm thankful to know that we can gather together one more time, not just in a building, but we can gather together as God's people to lift up His name and that we may be strengthened one more time. I do want to say, in the absence of your pastor this evening, I give honor to Pastor Cross White and his good wife. And I am thankful for the vision that they have shared with me about what they want to see the Lord do in Nacogdoches. Amen. How many of you share that vision? Amen. Without a vision, the people perish. Amen, but I'm thankful to be in a house tonight where there has been a clear vision cast of where we desire the Lord to bring us. Amen. And I do want to take a moment, if we may. I don't know if it's private or public, that Sister Cross White did have a procedure. I believe it was yesterday. And Pastor Cross White, I don't know how many of you know, and may get in trouble for sharing this. He's a little under the weather as well. But that's not going to stop us from having a move of the Holy Ghost. But I wonder tonight how many of you could just lift up your hands and your voice and pray that the Lord would just strengthen this good couple. Lord, we love you tonight and we are mighty thankful. We're thankful for your voice, Lord. We're thankful for your hand. God, the blood that you shed at Calvary, we know it wasn't only for salvation, but also for healing. Tonight, God, we plead the blood over brother and sister Cross White. Whatever's going on, God, you are in control, and we know that. And God, tonight we're asking that you allow your hand to rest upon them. A good time of rest this evening as they lay their head on that pillow. And Lord, tonight in this house, would you help somebody? Would you baptize someone in the Holy Ghost? God, set us on a straight and narrow path. And God, we will be quick to give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen. How many of you believe that tonight? Woo! It feels a little tight in here tonight. I asked everybody how many of you had a good day, and there's about 40 or 50 of you said, "Woo! I had a good day." I really hope y'all had a good day. And so, if you lied, then we'll have altar call here in a little while. But I'm thankful for what I feel tonight, because I know throughout all day today struggling, I know we're going to get somewhere. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to the book of Genesis, if you would, for the standing of the reading of the word. If you're bodily able, I ask you to stand in honor of the word. Genesis chapter number 11, beginning at verse number 1. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, they found a plain of the land of Shinar, and dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick, burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime they had for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city, and a tower whose top may reach unto the heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. The Lord come down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do." It matters what you profess, what you see. Amen. "Go to, let us go down. So they're confounded their language that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth. And left off to build the city. Therefore the name of that city was Babel, for the Lord did confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad on the face of the earth." Quickly, Genesis 28, verse number 16. And I want everybody to really pay attention to these scriptures that I'm about to read. When you're running so far and fast from God, the first portion becomes an anthem, but the second portion becomes salvation. The first portion of that, beginning at verse number 16. "And Jacob awakened out of his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." Let that sink in for a minute. Surely the Lord is in this place. Surely the Lord's in this house tonight, and I knew it not. "And was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for pillows and set it up for a pillar, and he poured oil on the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of the city before was called was Luz at first." I love it in the Old Testament, the revelation that when you're changed, God changes your name. When you come in contact with God and you know that you've come in contact with God, you don't stay the same. He changes your name. He changes your attributes. He changes everything about you. You can't come in contact and stay the same. You can't get in the presence of Jesus and just say, oh, I don't know if I was moved or not. No, hon. When you get in the true presence of God, you change. Well, I wish I had an amen tonight. I never wanted to be said that. This is the house of God. God was here and I didn't even know that I showed up. And the house was neglected. By the help of the Holy Ghost tonight, I want to teach for just a little while. It matters what you believe. And you may be seated. Ever since man was created, there has been a tendency for man to do exactly what man thought was right. Man will use their own power, their own ingenuity to create a substitute for God without ever slowing down enough to say, God, what do you want to do in my life? God, I want your direction, but at the same time, I want to do what makes me feel good. I want to do exactly what is going to allow me personally to grow, regardless if that is with you or without you, God. We live in such a microwave society that if God makes us wait a little while, then God's mad at us. We live in such an environment now that if God has to slow us down, then that means we've lost out with God. That's not true, my friend. If we have to slow down enough to realize that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, I thank God for the goodness of His mercy. But the same is true now. We tonight must decide whether we're going to serve God or we're going to serve mammon. As the word would say, you can't serve both. You're either going to fall in love with God or you're going to fall in love with the world. We got to decide what our life is going to entail. We're either going to embody the things of God or we're going to shun the things of God. There's no way that you can be a reflection of two things at the same time. You're either going to be a reflection of God or you're not going to be a reflection of God. Well, hallelujah. We'll join the crowd and we'll join the masses. And we'll take the road that is broad and wide. The road that has been well trodden. Never giving understanding to the word of God. Never slowing down enough to say, God, am I right with you? As long as we're okay around our peers, I guess we're okay. No. It matters who you fellowship with. It matters who you hang out with. It can be the difference between you going to heaven or hell. Amen. I'm not going to get out of the Bible tonight. I can back up anything that I'm saying tonight with this word. I want to know without a doubt in my mind. Not because a preacher said it, but because of what this word says. Oh boy, hallelujah. We join everybody else because it looks right. We join everybody else, even if we know it's wrong, just to blend into the crowd of everyone else. Because we don't, as typical humans, there are some natural born leaders, but few. We want to follow everybody else because we don't want to be ridiculed by our peers. But my friend, when you shun God long enough, that it matters more about what your peers think than the conviction of the Holy Ghost that God is trying to say, hey, wake up for a little while. If I am more worried about what you think about how I live for God, more so than my relationship with God, I am missing the big picture of everything. Well, hallelujah. I'm going to slow down for a little while. It's your choice regardless. You're either going to live for God or you're not. But my friend, the results will end very differently. Solomon would say, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. Almost everybody wants to go to heaven. They want to go to a place of the eternal bliss and walking on streets of gold. And they want to behold him as we have always been told about him. They want to go to a place where there is happiness and joy and no more tears and no more sorrows. But the real question arises right now. Are you doing what it takes to get there? Are you waiting for the thunder to shake and the lightning to strike? Even in the quiet times, we seem to grow distant from the things of God when God isn't just sitting there thundering everything. It matters that you stay consistent even when you don't feel him. There are many people that talk about going to heaven. There's many people that would say, well, just believe on him. Just believe on him. It's not what the word says. I never want the opinion of Tim Maine to trump the Bible. And I never want the popular opinion of the people I fellowship with to ever trump the Word of God. Can I preach just for a little while, unsugar-coated? Man's always trying to reach heaven, using his own passions, his own resources. Man's idea about getting to heaven will always start in a place of self-glorification. Man's ideas right now is, how can the kingdom of God benefit me? And if we ever get to that place where I question, well, what does the kingdom of God benefit me? That is the beginning of a very, very slippery slope. And if you begin to entertain that question, well, God, I give and I give and I give and I sacrifice and I sacrifice, but it feels like I am more distant than you than ever. So what good does the church do me? Why do I got to be faithful to church? Why do I got to be faithful to the relationship that God desires to have in me? It's because whenever you allow there to be substitutions in that relationship, it will end in a state of confusion. There will be an identity issue. The reason why the church struggles with the identity today is because we have never adopted the true identity that I am a child of God. Period. I'm not contending with the world. I'm not contending with anything else. I want to please God, and that's it. It seemed like a good idea to build a tower. It seemed like a good idea to try to reach heaven with my own ingenuity. Oh, we're going to have crowd participation here in just a minute, y'all. Well, some of y'all's looking at me like a bump on a pickle, so we're going to have crowd participation here in a minute. Whoa, some of y'all just went from not being nervous to being like, I think I'm leaving. Babylon the Great would become such a great empire because nobody ever reverenced God. When's the last time you have slowed down enough to say, God, does this please you or not? Or are we just building our life because we're Pentecostal? I want to get so far beyond just having a title that I want somebody to be walking through Walmart and they come to me and say, my God, what's different about you? That's what's going to make all the difference in the world. Amen. Is to have become the living testimony and not building something just for Tim Maine. Folks, I don't think that the disciples went to the market and grabbed their little shopping buggies and then they become instantly bashful. Folks, we've been called to be separated so we can reach a dying world. I'm going to say some things tonight that's going to be quite bold, but y'all hang out with me for just a little while, okay? Because Babylon's going to be restored again. But do you know why it's going to be restored? It's going to be restored to try to defeat the things that God is trying to build. Amen, amen. And you're either going to be for God or you're going to be against God. You say the Antichrist hasn't come. Well, if you ain't for Jesus, you Antichrist. If you ain't on board, he said it earlier, if you ain't on the train, then you better get on the train. Amen. But what about the other tower? Y'all ready to have crowd participation? Some of y'all super nervous. Because I'm going to come down, I'm going to walk around everybody, I'm going to get a bunch of volunteers. We're going to do something. Bethel was founded by Jacob because Jacob would understand for one of the first times in his life. He was running, he was fearful. He didn't understand why he was in the position he was. He would lay down that night. And as he took a pillow to make, or a rock to make a pillow, he would lie there, drift off to sleep, and he would see another tower. But the difference here is that the angels was ascending and descending to glorify God. What you entertain better glorify God. What you entertain should always propel you into a greater relationship with Him. It is never the will of God for you to go backward. So I'm just going to say it. It is never the will of God, and God will never call you to a lesser place. Never. God will not call you to a more charismatic church. God will not call you to a lesser doctrine, because there is no other doctrine. So I'm going to tell you what the Bible says tonight. And as he would lie there, he would wake up and he knew that he had been in the presence of God, and he would declare that place Bethel, a plot of ground where now it become the house of God. It's a revelation. It's a revelation when you finally understand who you are in him, then you can have the revelation of who he is in you. That's where, when the revelation of God begins to be expounded, the greatest thing in the world that you could ever do is not just hang around just a bunch of people. The greatest thing you could ever do in your life is pick up this word and say, God, create in me a clean heart, a place in repentance. And then, God, help me to hide your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. But when you pick up that word and you say, I never knew that was in that book. I never knew that was in there. I desire God to learn more. I desire to have more. It's a place of the desire to change, the desire to become more in God and less of Tim Maine. I ain't preaching nobody else but Tim Maine tonight, so nobody can get mad with where I'm fitting to go. Praise God. Boy, some of y'all wearing boots tonight. That's good. Woo! Praise God. Because when you start entertaining things that ain't of God, I'm sorry, my friend. When you get out of that book, I don't care how good it makes you feel. When you get out of that book, I don't care how involved it makes you get with all of your buddies. When you start entertaining things that don't glorify God, you are building a tower that does not represent him, and it will not get you to heaven. Well, this is my opinion. No, that's hogwash. That's ridiculous. I don't care what your opinion is tonight. What does the word say? Well, they told me go and shake his hand and I'm going to be okay. Nah, you can go and shake Donald Trump's hand and you ain't going to be okay. Or for some of y'all, you can go shake Joe Biden's hand and you won't be okay. I just had to make sure some of y'all were still awake because y'all looking at me crazy as ever tonight. Well, praise God. What's your name? Why are you so... She's like, oh my God! I ain't never seen a midget preacher. I had to come behind from behind the pulpit so y'all could see me tonight. Praise God. I'm thinking about getting me some platform shoes or something. But when you start playing around with the things of God to justify your living, you're not glorifying God. Because, oh, I want to feel better about what I'm doing. Oh, you're just justifying. You're trying to change the Bible just so you can feel good for a little while. When you're hanging around people that you know is not right, it creates a separation. Oh, God, here we go. I'm not just going to let my daughters go stay at anybody's house. That's crazy. I did this the other night. I'm going to do it right now because you're real big. I should have preached on David and Goliath tonight. Amen. Why y'all keep laughing at me like that? Y'all rude. But if I come and I start trying to pick on your family, you're going to stand in the place of defense, ain't you? Huh? You probably would, or you know you would. If I come to your house and I start fooling with your family, what you fitting to do? There ain't no probably there, is there? I don't care if you're a midget or not. I'm finna whip you. And why don't you do the same thing in your relationship with God? Why are you going to fellowship every bum that comes along? Why are you going to start fellowshipping people that you know is not in line with the word? Because it feels good? That's crazy. I want to fellowship them because, man, they got money. Praise God. They ain't in the word. That money going to go to hell with them. I want to fellowship them because they popular. Who cares about being popular? Brother Chad, when people see me, I don't want them just to see just another man. I want them to feel something. I want to be so in touch with God. Hold on, I'm going to help somebody. Y'all ready? I want to be so in touch with God that even being apostolic, I'm not self-righteous. Come on. Oh, the microphone was on, wasn't it? My bad, y'all. I said that out loud. Because when we start building our own kingdom, we start defeating what God is trying to build. Even in the church. That's why some of you, if a backslider comes to hurt your feelings, God can forgive them, but you can't. If we have a backslider come through, if we got new folks come and they smell like alcohol, marijuana, cigarettes, they might have a crack pipe. Praise God. I sure hope so. I hope they got a crack pipe in their pocket and they pull that thing out and say, I want God to deliver me right now. But some of y'all would see the crack pipe and y'all would be automatically saying, oh my God, it's a crack pipe. God ain't going to forgive them. They done. What would you say if I told you the night before I got the Holy Ghost, I was snorting cocaine? Oh, I just become irrelevant. I mean, automatically. Because we are so busy building Tim Maine's life that I can't even be a reflection of the mercy of God. Young folks, I'm going to tell you right now. Young ladies, you look at Tim Maine tonight. God is sending a revival of young folks. But you better be able to learn to forgive. Have I been hurt by the church? Oh, yeah. You have too? Cool. Praise God. I heard you say that loud enough. Me too. I've been hurt by the church. I've been hurt by people in the church. But God didn't do it. God's not the one that hurt me. But the way I reacted mattered to my relationship with God. It matters what you are building. You're either building the kingdom or you're building your own self-righteous place. And my friend, that own self-righteous place was that Tower of Babel. And the ushering in. Y'all know where the origins of witchcraft comes in? The Tower of Babel. Because the origins of witchcraft is, it's rebellion. And if we ain't propelling the kingdom of God, then we're propelling something against the kingdom of God. If I am not growing in God daily, then guess what I'm doing? I am embracing something to fill the void. And eventually, that void is going to cause me to substitute God. It's going to launch me into the place, it's going to launch me into the place of living so fearful, because no longer do I look at God like the Almighty, I look at Him like a peer. And when I start looking at God like He's my peer, and no longer the Almighty, it's quiet now, y'all. And that is the beginning of my failure. No longer is He the one that is in control. He's no longer the Almighty God. He's no longer the healer. He's just my peer. Well, how in the world does He become that? I can do this on my own. God, I got this. I'll figure it out. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You better read the whole part. Well, the Bible said work out your own salvation. It sure does say work out your own salvation. But you better know what's in that book. Not just man's opinion. Not just the popular mass of saying, sign a membership card and give $10 million a year and you'll be part of our good church. No, that's ridiculous. Because there's a portion in the scripture. When you become part of this, you put on Christ. The old man dies. Well, I'm really just going to lay it out for a minute. Okay, I don't have any volunteers yet, so I'll get some volunteers here in a minute. What was your name? Kyla? Oh, I'm glad I heard it right. Kyla, will you be one of my volunteers tonight? Cool, man. See, I appreciate it. How many of y'all like money? We better have a good altar call here in a minute. You hear me right now? Some of y'all are hypocrites. You're lying in the house. I even got smiles out of old people right there. Woo! We finna have revival. How many of y'all like money?
Amen.
Why is everybody so scared to death tonight? Everybody like, no! If I raise my hand, the midget's going to call on me. No, y'all chill out. When we start living for God with the principle that God, I want to be an instrument for You, then we recognize that the power is the Lord's. We recognize how I fit in His plan. And we recognize that I must follow the directions that have been clearly laid out by Him. There's not many ways to heaven. There is but one way to heaven. The Bible said that neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in the earth, things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that He is God. I am thankful tonight to know without a doubt in my mind that my God is the same. Well, what does your Bible then say, preacher, about salvation? I am so glad you asked tonight. Acts 2 and 3. Then there appeared unto them clothed in tongue, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. It's not some crazy babble that you walk up to the altar and lift your hands in a place of repentance and you start speaking in another language. Well, I was baptized. Well, how were you baptized? It matters how you're baptized. I'm not giving Timmyism tonight, y'all. This is in your book. You can open this book and you can read it for yourself. And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Then they gladly received the word and were baptized. It's more than just hearing preaching. It is more than just hearing the word. It's more than just reading the word. It is acting upon what you know is right. Let the word of God be true. Every man. What's the Bible said in every man? A liar. I'm not just going to take somebody's opinion for my salvation. I've got to make it to heaven. Well, Acts 8 and 12 then. Then they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. And they were all baptized, both men and women. To him, all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. Oh, you just read the part where everybody just believe in him. That's all you got to do, just believe in him. Oh, no, hold on. Let's read what the rest of that scripture says, my friend. You ready? While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as come with Peter, because on the Gentiles also was poured out the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongue and magnify God. Then Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed that him to tarry certain days. Preacher, I've already been baptized. Awesome. Praise God. Acts 19. This is in your Bible. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, what were you baptized? And they said unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hand upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongue and prophesied. Acts 22, and now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Mark, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Watch. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. My friend, Tonight, I've come to lay a challenge on you. It matters what you believe. It matters what you profess. And the Bible would say this in closing. In Joshua, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day. Young folks, choose you right now, this day, whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers serve which are on the other side of the flood, or the god of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Preacher, you saying some big things tonight. I didn't say anything. I read you scripture. You can't get disgruntled with me. It's what's in the word. I got to have four volunteers. What was your name? Kyla? Kyla, come on, Kyla. What's your name? Come on, Alexa. Look, they teammates. Praise God. Others are tapping each other. I hope he's passing me by. What's your name, Bubba? Cool, Thomas. Won't you help us? Come on. We need one more. Everybody's not back. Come on, sis. No, you don't want to. Boy, she covered up her nose like, oh my God, no way. All right, somebody raise their hand. I need one more helper. Let's have an adult come up. Everybody's like, I'm an adult. What the world's wrong with you? Come on, sis. Y'all ready? Y'all come on. Don't be bashful. Y'all stand right here. Y'all like money? Girl, praise God. Y'all need more of it too. One of them broke bums. Okay. So, you knew without a doubt tonight that if God come back and you weren't right, would you leave this building tonight before you left, knowing God was fixing to come back? Would you leave without getting things right? Yes or no? No, there ain't no way that you would gamble with salvation. No way, brother. No way that we'd just walk out and say, no, Lord, I'll get it right one day. Well, I have to ask then tonight, why do we jeopardize our relationship with God? And we say, well, I'll get things figured out when I'm ready. And so we say, well, that's not the way I was raised. That's not the way mama and daddy believed. But what does the Bible say? I'm closing. So if you knew tonight, what, give me your name again, Bo. I don't remember very many tall people's names. Again, intimidated. Thomas. Don't be doubting Thomas. Thomas, you like money, right, buddy? Well, that was convincing. Sure. Thomas, if you took that check to the bank, are they going to cash that check? Well, it would be made out to Thomas. But the signature on it, if you handed that to a teller, they'd probably what? What about you, sis? Would you take that to the bank and cash it? Why not? Who signed it? Well, who signed yours? Holy Ghost. Who signed yours? So if you took it to the teller and you wanted to get your $10, would you take that check to the bank and say, hey, I want to cash my check? Why, though? I don't have a signature, but it says son. Well, who's yours? The father. Yeah. It don't have a monetary value. It's a $10 check. Who signed yours? So would you cash Tim Main's check? Do you know who I am? So would you cash that check that Tim Main gave you and that Tim Main signed? You would. All right, go ahead and cash your check. Because it matters when you put the name of Jesus on your life. Because it can say, Father, that's not the name of Jesus. It can say, Son, that's not the name of Jesus. And it can say, Holy Ghost, but that ain't the name. That's not what the Bible said. When you apply the name of Jesus Christ to you in baptism, then you are going to get exactly what God intended. Because it matters when the authority is put over you. Because when they say, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they're not baptizing you in a name. They're baptizing you in a title. But when you are baptized in the name of Jesus, that blood's applied to your life, and that means that you are going to receive exactly what God's promised. It matters tonight, and I challenge every individual in this house tonight that before this service is over, you search your heart. You take a few minutes and you search your heart deep. If you haven't been baptized the way that the Bible says, in the name of Jesus Christ, you hear Tim Main right now. It is not a shame to make sure that you know without a doubt that you're right the way the Bible says. The way the Bible says. Because I don't want the opinion of man. I want to know what the word says exactly for the word. And if you want to be baptized tonight because you say, you know what, that's what the word said and that's what come out of the word tonight, I want my life to mirror that what God desires. We'll baptize you in that only saving name. Every eye in this building closed tonight, if you would. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood. And I'm sorry that I could not travel both. And be one traveler long I stood. Looked down one as far as I could to where it been in the undergrowth. Then took the other just as fair and having perhaps the better claim. Because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lied. And leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept one for another day. Yet knowing how way leads to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. And I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all. Tonight, all across this building, why don't you lift your hands and you search your heart and you say, God, if I haven't followed your word, I want to be obedient. Come on, my friend, let him hear your voice. Come on, why don't you gather together around the front? Come on, a place of repentance, lift your hands and say, God, I want to be what you've called me to be.
I have made my decision. I have staked my claim.
Come on, when you come, why don't you lift your hands? To search your heart tonight. Yes.
I have made my decision. I have staked my claim. I have drawn the line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the
world that's it tonight, church.
Behind me, and the cross.
Come on, search your heart.
Before, by the grace of God.
Come on, if you've never been obedient to the word and baptized in the only saving name and you want to be baptized tonight, we'll baptize you. Come on.
I have staked my claim. I have drawn the line in the sand and I'll not be ashamed with the world behind me and the cross before by the grace of God.
have staked my claim. I have put a line in the sand. The cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord.
I have made my decision. I have staked my claim.
I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed with the world behind me and the cross.
tonight, why don't you stand and lift your hands and love on Jesus? Come on, we got folks that are seeking closer, a closer relationship to God. If you got to go tonight, you're dismissed in the fear of the Lord. But if you're up here praying, you keep praying. You make sure that you know that you're right tonight. Come on, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. One more time before we dismiss, I wonder if we can lift our hands and love Him. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the relationship growth in you. I praise you. I honor you. I glorify you, God. Blessed be the name that is the most high. Hallelujah. The name above all names, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for being here in the presence of the Lord tonight. It's an honor to be with such great people. Thank you to all of our guests for being here. We love and appreciate y'all. We hope to see you again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Y'all be safe this weekend. Men, really quickly, after church, please tag in with me. Hallelujah, and let's go to heaven. Hallelujah. Take this to go. Don't leave it here. Take it home. And you're dismissed in Jesus' name.
You gonna ride with us? Are you riding? Take your own boat? Riding your motorcycle? In the ice and snow?
I'm debating on the motorcycle. Yeah.
Well, it's not supposed to be icing until Saturday, yeah. But
is it supposed to ice Saturday?
Well, they're pushing it to where the front's starting to trying to push through by Saturday evening. Oh, okay. So it's chance.
Yeah, is there, they have enough rides for everybody?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I can bring the truck.
Me and Dad have a 12-passenger van, and then they gave us a Dodge Grand Caravan. Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can probably put 6 in the Grand Caravan. Gotcha. We got 6 in the Grand Caravan. I know Brother Butler is grabbing Ashton and Charlie, so he's got guys in his truck. So with that being said, I mean,
maybe I'm going.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. At least 15. Let's double check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're going on their cell. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So we've got 19 total. Actually, 19. But let's see. Take away 3 of those, that'll be 16. Not including you that would ride, or including you that would ride. So we have 15. We'll put 12 in mine. We can probably put 9 in mine. Like 10 or 11 in mine, and 4 or 5 in the van. And we'll have to. So it's completely your call.
It's kind of the way on the thing, but then I was thinking too, when I get there, where would I park the motorcycle? It's hidden and all that stuff with it.
If you want to take your truck, and then it might relieve.
Yeah, I'll take some relief. Get some more space with it too.
Yeah, it gives luggage space and whatever space.
Yeah, because my truck's covered, so I don't know if it rain or anything like that. It's got the cover on the back of it.
Oh,
so
yeah, that'd be cool.
We could pick stuff on the back of it.
So,
worth it. Well, worth it though.
Oh, yeah. 100%. So we are leaving at 9:30 in the morning. I need to know with y'all.
Be here by 9.
With, are y'all all riding with Josh? Is Josh bringing y'all here?
We're riding with Josh.
Right, he's going to ride with us. We've got room. I just need to know if I was picking y'all up at Love's like we did last year, or...
Ooh. I will call him and ask him.
Who, Josh?
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
I'm going to go
for a fine
debate.
I need to know if picking y'all up at Love's would be better, or picking y'all up here at the church.
If he's coming and bringing his car, then he's got to have somewhere to park it. Right?
Just
leave it at Love's.
No, like that they'll jump in the Expedition and come or whatever.
Oh,
it's still messed up.
No, like you draw here and then.
as soon as you pulled in the park, driveway, he messed up again.
Again? My goodness. Okay. How's that?
He's not answering. Hi. Sorry, you scared me.
That's kind of.
I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting someone to be behind me. So, yeah.
Or something, or at the end of the bed.
Say what?